On January 6, the Akampang Maroons on the border of Trelawny and St. Elizabeth celebrated the 278th anniversary of the signing of the 1739 peace treaty with Britain, recognizing them as part of a sovereign Maroon state. But it's the new radio station, Abeng FM, that everyone is sounding out about. Stay tuned as we bring you highlights of the launch. The words Maroon and culture in the same sentence immediately bring to mind images and sounds of Cromanty chants interspersed with Gumbe, Kumina, and other African drums under the Kinda tree. Now imagine, all that in one place. Abeng FM, the voice of the Maroons, is the newest community radio station serving Maroons, located in the hills of St. Elizabeth and Trelawny. It can be found at 88.7 on the FM dial if you're in the area. After months of planning and preparation, it is finished. The setting up of the station was no easy feat. Radio Project Coordinator Norma Rowe Edwards says the project took over a year to be completed. Everything had to be just right.
Got the funds from UNESCO, September 2014, and we just finished it. Between purchasing the radio, retrofitting a room, and so on.
Programs on Abeng 88.7 will be dedicated to farming, natural medicine, education, music, religion, food, as well as other topics important to the rural community. The setup of the station was made possible through assistance from the Jamaican National Commission for the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, UNESCO, and the Ministry of Youth and Culture.
UNESCO collaborated with the Akampang Maroons to, one, assisting with the financing that they received from UNESCO Paris. We also, through our communication and advisory committee, assisted with the technical side of it in terms of assisting with components of the training, ensuring also that the proper procedures were followed.
Secretary General of the Jamaica National Commission for UNESCO, Everton Hannam. The initiative cost about $12,500 US, and Mr. Hannam says the United Nations will provide additional training and support for the continuity of the radio station.
Yes, we are collaborating with some of the training partners, because there are training partners that they themselves would have established already.
The partners include members of the Kingston-based Roots FM team and other community stations similar to Abeng FM. Cultural retention is high on the agenda for Abeng FM, and the station is already being hailed for this. Culture Minister Lisa Hanna, in her address read by Director of Culture Dr. Janice Lindsay, urged the Maroons to use the station to tell their stories and to strengthen the viability of their assets. Meanwhile, Political Ombudsman Donna Parchment Brown lauded Akampang Town for holding on to its African heritage.
You, the descendants of the original settlers, have managed to retain your African heritage, which you have passed on to your children and grandchildren. And to this day, your heritage remains relatively untouched by the rest of Jamaica.
And Minister with Responsibility for Information, Sandra Faulkner, called on the Maroons to protect their heritage and use the medium to disseminate their vibrant culture. The station will be housed within Akampang and will employ the talents and skills of community members. Originally, the abeng is the horn of an animal, usually a cow, made into an instrument used to summon Maroons, whether to war or any kind of gathering. Abeng FM will summon the leeward Maroons to a gathering of a different kind, the kind of gathering where thoughts, words, and music will flow from one steady stream of consciousness.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.